High nitrate levels and this year's stress forages can make animals abort or drop dead, so silage and late hay season is the moment to pay attention. Trouble builds when frost, hail, drought, or cold below 55°F stalls the plant's ability to turn nitrate into protein, and warning signs include chocolate-colored blood, loose skin, labored breathing, and staggering, at which point you call the vet right away. Since nitrate collects in the lower stalk, cutting higher helps, and ensiling for at least 21 days cuts nitrates by 40% to 60%, though no method is guaranteed safe, so any suspect feed should be tested before it hits the bunk. When a test comes back hot, blend high with low nitrate feed. Feed the clean stuff first, add high energy grain, and build tolerance slowly so rumen microbes can keep up. Elk River, men. With silage season nearing and some of the last summer hay cuttings upon us, it's a good time to consider how recent weather might impact forage nitrate levels and contemplate harvest strategies to minimize toxicity. Animals that consume forages containing high levels of nitrates or nitrites may abort a pregnancy or die. The best preventative strategy is to be mindful of the conditions that cause nitrate buildup in plants and test forages when in doubt. Forages generally contain some nitrates, and as long as nitrate consumption increases gradually, most animals will be able to process it without difficulty. Sudden increases in nitrate or nitrite consumption result in nitrites being absorbed by the bloodstream. Affected animals may appear to have chocolate-colored blood or blue coloration on unpigmented areas of skin. They may demonstrate respiratory distress, muscle tremors, diarrhea, frequent urination, incoordination, or collapse. If such symptoms are observed, call a veterinarian immediately. Suspect forages should be made unavailable to animals suspected of nitrate poisoning. Nitrate levels increase in plants for a variety of reasons. Under normal conditions, nitrates are taken up from the soil and converted to proteins for the growing parts of the plant. Hail or frost damage might reduce leaf area and photosynthetic ability, resulting in reduced conversion of nitrate to protein. Low temperatures, especially below 55°F, slow photosynthesis overall, while nitrate uptake is less impacted. In drought conditions, moisture must be present for nitrate to enter the plant, but nitrates may accumulate as a result of plant stress and remain high for several days following rain. Because nitrate accumulation is highest in the lowest parts of the plant, increasing the cutting height during harvest can reduce nitrate levels and the resulting forage. Crop maturity also reduces nitrate levels, and safer forage may be worth the reduction in quality. Nitrates in dry feeds, such as hay, tend to be more readily available and more dangerous than in fresh forage, such as green chop. Fresh green chop can be fed before it begins to heat. Microbial processes in warm, damp forages convert nitrate to nitrite, which is significantly more toxic. Ensiling can reduce nitrate levels by 40% to 60% as long as the silage is cured for at least 21 days. While some curing methods may be more effective at reducing risk, none of them guarantee safe levels, so all suspect forages should be tested before they are fed. Should a forage test high for nitrates, feeding strategy should prioritize blending, slowing intake, and building tolerance. High nitrate feeds can be mixed with low nitrate feeds to reduce the overall nitrate concentration. If blending is not feasible, low nitrate feeds should be fed first so animals don't overconsume high nitrate feed. Rumen microbes can process nitrates more efficiently when concentrations increase slowly in the diet. Additionally, high energy feeds, such as grain, encourage complete conversion of nitrate to protein. Best practices for grazing are to feed animals well before turnout. Graze low nitrate pastures first, and use a low stocking rate to allow for selectivity. Indianapolis winners of the 2023 National FFA Agricultural Proficiency Awards were named during multiple sessions of the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo, NAF, 1-4, held in Indianapolis. Agricultural Proficiency Awards honor FFA members who, through supervised agricultural experiences sees, have developed specialized skills that they can apply toward their future careers. Students compete in Madison, Wise, new and prospective farm workers, as well as experienced farmers looking to expand their skills, all benefit from the online courses offered by the Managed Grazing Innovation Center, a program of dairy grazing apprenticeship. Courses are offered in 3 sessions each year. Spring registration opens January 2, 2024, and the semester starts aims Iowa, the 2026 4-State Dairy Nutrition and Management Conference, June 3 to 4 in La Crosse. WISE is a collaborative effort between the Extension Services of Iowa State University, the University of Illinois, the University of Minnesota, and the University of Wisconsin. The conference will begin on Wednesday, June 3, with a pre-conference symposium in Castle Pines, Colo. Saddle up, Grazing Friends, it's officially a grazing school summer. From pasture revitalization in North Carolina to practical grazing strategies in New York, this year's regional courses are packed with real-world tools, hands-on learning, and conversations that'll follow you home long after the last fence post. Whether you're looking to